dialect of Pulham St. Mary, Norfolk. Mr. Albert Semmons, a native of the district, age 80, a wildfowler and vermin killer, recorded in his home by W.N. Francis on the 8th of February, 1957.
They all call him a rigger. That's on the internet,
yeah. How'd you get called that?
Well, now I describe that from beginning to finish, look.
All right.
You've been talking about the Institute, Mrs. Evans.
Yeah.
When I was a young man, before I really went out of the land, we went on the bricklayers, builders. Mm-hmm. Old Reeves' name was. There's an old man named Harry Cook. He used to keep a little shop in Pulham. And they put me what you call a bricklayer slab. Mm-hmm. Where workers trading, you see, bricklayers trading, mix the soil up, lime.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't use cement them times, that was all lime, mm-hmm. lime and sand, what we used to mix them up with.
Yeah.
And also lime for whitewashing, like, you know, the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was his boy, you see, and eventually I had to go along with old governor. I used to do all the whitewashing, decorating up there then, up at the Institute. None of this fancy paint and stuff in that whitewashing colouring.
Yeah.
So they sent me one year, I had to go and do the, I used to do all outside, you know, little place labours and all the best of jobs. They sent me on, all the boys labours and,
mm-hmm.
and all the cool house and all that, like, what want whitewashing the ceiling. No, you know, whitewash cool house ceiling, but I did some on. Well, this particular day, I was whitewashing the ceiling in the boys' schoolroom then. I used to have a school up in the state then. They gave me an old pair of steps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
About this way, see, so I stand up there and slab, dab, up and down the brickwork, back and forward on the ceiling, this whitewash. And they sort of think, ee-woo. And the governor, he come through, an old porter. Poor old Bob Pretty. I said, these old steps up and riggedy, aren't they, Mr. Pretty? He said, I don't care, riggedy. And the governor, he come in, he said, what are you talking about, Robert? We reckon them old steps are riggedy, he said, sir. He said, he's a riggedy, he is. And I give me a title, riggedy ever after.
That's
that.
Your name, I
was saying. That's how I got that name, riggedy. All for these trading steps, as I supposed to be. Well, ladders.
Yeah.
And I kept, every time I went abroad, back and forth. I say, look, when I come from Tiffany, old town one, went down. So he said, where you going tomorrow, boy? He said, I'm going down tomorrow. Boy, he said, he said, Sarge, boy, he said, get me a nice hunting seed, will you? Well, yes, he said, of course I will, boy. He said, I want a nice hunting seed, so I can get something for myself. Of course, he went on and said, trying to yams. I used to run all the way from the valley then.
Yeah.
Went on to yams, got into yams, and he nearly forgot his hunting seed. So he went to the shop, and he said, oh, what do I do for you, old chap? Well, he said, I want a nice seed. See, throw Tanner, he said, turn them. And then throw sausage. Because he didn't know no bit of sausage. That's his old father. I used to call him old sausage, Tim, you know.
Yeah.
And there's no old Jack Tanner. His old pal. He worked on the farm good. But he said, get me a nurse on. He said, sausage. He said, I want a nurse. See, throw Tanner, he said, no, and then throw sausage.
He said, you know, Sarge or Sarge?
He said, I don't know. Sarge is Sarge. Is there an old Sarge? Well, he's my old Sarge. Sarge is Tabnum. Tabnum Norfolk.